we've reached agreement with the Postal Service, effective June 1st, Ace Air Cargo will be bringing the mail flights out in the morning, Monday through Saturday.
Steve Dean is Senior Vice President of Ace Air Cargo. The statewide freight service has flown cargo to the island for years, but picking up the mail contract does mark a new direction for the company.
It's what we do. It's our forte. But having said that, this is a big deal to us, and we plan on doing it right. We consider Dutch one of our communities because we have facility operations and employees out there.
On top of that, Deaton says Ace has a fleet of cargo planes ready to haul more freight. The company flies Beechcraft 1900 C models.
And can take up to a little over 5,000 pounds in a single trip.
While Ace is gearing up, Penair Cargo is winding down. The regional carrier is in the process of selling its two cargo planes. Spokesperson Missy Roberts says those Saab 340s have delivered most of Unalaska's air freight for as long as she can remember.
Our biggest client is the post office.
That became a problem, though, when Penair started flying Saab 2000s last year. The bigger, faster planes are used for passenger service, not freight. But Roberts says their addition to the fleet has affected how much the federal government pays Penair to haul the mail.
Because we operate the 2000s in our route structure, that determines the mail rate, not the 340. So we don't get paid as much money on by operating that size of an aircraft.
The mail rate is governed by a complicated formula set by the U.S. Department of Transportation. Roberts says the end result is that Penair is making a lot less money from cargo.
No, I can't give you a dollar figure. But I mean, anytime you're losing anything, you want to be able to look at it. And if it can't be offsetted in some other way, then you need to take action.
In Unalaska, Penair will accept final freight shipments on May 29th. Meanwhile, the carrier will continue to provide limited cargo service for other communities in southwest Alaska.
You know, if somebody wants to drop something off to send it to Dillingham, I mean, a private individual, we will certainly send that on the existing passenger flight, but we won't be delivering the mail.
Roberts says that was not an option for Unalaska because of the unique partnership between Penair and Alaska Airlines on the island. She says Penair knew cargo revenue might drop off when they bought the Saab 2000s. Ultimately, she says improving the quality of passenger flights was a bigger priority than keeping the mail contract. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.